It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Sean Munson. Eau Claire musical group Bon Iver announced that it was playing a benefit concert for U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's campaign. Taylor Swift recently endorsed two Democrats running in Tennessee and urged her fans to get out and vote. Do celebrity endorsements actually matter, though? Well, that's the question we'll ask and hopefully answer this morning. Do you care if a celebrity endorses a political candidate or makes a political statement? Does it affect your opinions or maybe even how you vote? Do you think it's appropriate for celebrities to make political statements, and why or why not? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Cameron Easley is an editor at Morning Consult. He leads coverage of campaigns, politics, and sports. Welcome, Cameron.
Thanks for having me.
And Joanna Piacenza is a senior reporter for Morning Consult. Joanna, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Cameron, on the whole, do voters seem to care about political endorsements in general?
I think when you look at the range of data, voters tend not to care about celebrity endorsements quite as much as they might as your typical endorsement from your, you know, your politician, your local elected representative. But, you know, endorsements in general, you're going to want to use them in a targeted manner to turn out a specific type of voter or group. And in that regard, a celebrity endorsement on a case-by-case basis can have value.
And Joanna, how do people feel about celebrities in particular getting political?
Well, you know, the public is pretty divided on this, as they seem to be about a lot of things. About half say that they do want to hear celebrity opinions about political and social issues, and about half say that they don't think that these celebrities should be using their platform to say those types of opinions. So it really depends. I think this plays better for Democrats. Democrats tend to be more okay with celebrities using their platforms, whether that's speaking out on red carpets, whether that's doing Instagram posts like Taylor Swift. They seem to be more okay than Republican voters with celebrities using their stardom to get out issues that matter and to even endorse candidates.
But overall, what portion of people said that celebrity opinions would actually sway their vote in the upcoming midterms, Joanna?
Now, this is interesting. So a quarter of the population, 25%, said that celebrity opinions are effective in influencing their midterm vote. Now, I think that's quite high, and it's even higher among Gen Z. It's 36%. So almost 4 in 10 Gen Z adults, those are age 18 to 21, those that can vote, said that those opinions are going to influence their vote. Now, what they need to do, what all voters need to do, and what Gen Z voters need to do, is take those opinions, whether it's Amy Schumer speaking out about gun control, or Natalie Portman speaking out about gender equality and pay equality, and take those issues and see which candidates in their state match those. So it requires the voter to do a little bit of research. So although I think that 25% is quite high, it's going to be a little bit lower when it actually comes down to doing the research that you need to do in order to vote for the right candidate.
Did any of those numbers surprise you?
I was surprised by the 25%. I think that's quite high. I think that if a quarter of the population is saying that celebrity opinions are influential, I think that that shows just how much stardom and how much power these celebrities have. I wasn't too surprised that the public was divided, you know, on mm-hmm. celebrity stances. We seem to be divided about a lot of things. So I think the one that surprised me was that a quarter of the population said that, yeah, celebrities are going to influence me in November.
And people also seem to be okay, Joanna, with celebrities speaking out about certain political issues but not others. Break that down for us.
Yeah, so they're okay with celebrities taking on softer issues, things like encouraging people to register to vote. 71% of Americans said that that's appropriate for celebrities to speak out on. Another 70% said that speaking out about sexual harassment, you know, in the Me Too era, that's something that they feel as though celebrities can take on. But then you get to more divisive issues in the country overall, such as supporting the wall between the U.S.-Mexico border, supporting transgender individuals' right to use the bathroom of their choice. that's where you see an equal number of Americans saying it's appropriate for celebrities to speak out on this, as the an equal number saying that it's inappropriate. It's also, we're seeing similar numbers for support and criticism of President Trump. That's some of the most divisive issues. So celebrities, for the most part, should stay away from mentioning Trump in any of their rhetoric.
Cameron Easley and Joanna Piacenza are of Morning Consult are our guests this hour. We're talking about celebrity endorsements and whether they matter. Do you care about celebrity endorsements? 800-642-1234. Let's turn to a caller now. Rose joins us from Rice Lake. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I do like the idea of celebrities giving their opinions because with the social media that's out there and how much it gets used by celebrities' followers and the younger generation, I think, is hesitant to vote or doesn't keep up on stuff like that. But if they have a celebrity that they admire and they respect their opinions and talk, I think that it helps them get the confidence to do go vote where they normally might not. So I think that's okay.
All right, Rose, thanks for sharing that perspective. Joanna, before Rose's call, you mentioned avoiding mention of President Trump, but some are working with him, like Kanye West. Let's go to Nate in Milwaukee next. Nate, good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you. I was actually going to mention Kanye West. I don't usually pay attention to celebrity endorsements, but I think people who follow them, like the previous caller said, might be empowered to get out there and vote. And sometimes I do listen because I'll be informed about something by what they say when they endorse. I thought Kanye West was interesting earlier last week when he said that Foxconn would bring 4,000 jobs. And that struck me because 13,000 had been promised. So maybe it was revealing in a way it's kind of with the tradition of Scott Walker where he promises one thing and something else happens. Like,
all right. And Nate, thanks for the perspective. We had Nate and Rose. Rose saying, yeah, should do celebrity endorsements are okay. Nate pointing out that sometimes the celebrities are wrong. Cameron, what do you care to comment on our last two callers here?
So regarding Kanye West, we tested the value of his endorsement earlier this year, back at the very beginning of the year, before any of this, Trump connection, Dragon Energy storyline got going. And basically what we found is that he was pretty toxic among Republicans and independents. Independents said they were 29 points less likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Kanye West. Republicans were 47 points less likely to vote for a candidate who was endorsed by Kanye West. And you didn't get any kind of uptick, really significant uptick, among Democrats. Now, obviously, I would think that those numbers have changed a little bit after the past few news cycles between Trump and Kanye. But I think this is probably a good example of an endorsement that really isn't that helpful. If you look at the way the president performed with black voters in 2016, it wasn't good. We have seen Kanye's comments provoke a backlash from, the African-American talking heads and commentariat, and as well as backlash on social media. So it kind of seems like there wasn't a whole lot for the president to gain there.
Cameron, last week, Taylor Swift came out in favor of two Tennessee Democrats and urged people to vote in a long Instagram post. After that, over 150,000 people registered on vote.org in a three-day period. That said, those numbers cannot be directly attributed to Taylor Swift as they weren't tracked or specified. But what struck you here, Cameron?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting because Taylor Swift has been very loath to enter the fray when it comes to political issues. She's been pretty meticulous in keeping her image in a way so that she can, promote to appeal to all kinds of Americans and help sell records. I do think from a political perspective, this Taylor Swift endorsement could have something of a boomerang effect and end up harming Democratic chances in the state. I think Phil Bredesen, as a former governor and Democrat in the state, kind of wants to run an under the radar campaign all the way through Election Day. His opponent, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, is not particularly popular in the state, even among Republican voters. And I think anything that is going to nationalize the race, give Republicans a talking point, like, you know, Phil Bredesen is in league with Hollywood liberals like Taylor Swift, I think that could end up being more damaging to his candidacy on the whole.
And Joanna, the way people feel about celebrities getting political is similar to how they think about brands and companies getting political. I'll give you the last word. Just quickly explain that.
Well, I think more and more, as we see more celebrities come forward and give their opinions on, you know, where we are politically, we're realizing that brands are doing the same thing, and we expect our brands in a lot of ways to be like people. We want them to have stances on same-sex marriage. We want them to, you know, take a stance on climate change, et cetera. So more and more, we want these public figures to be like people and to have opinions just like we do.
We're talking about whether or not celebrity endorsements matter, and our conversation will continue. What do you think about this issue? 800-642-1234. Cameron Easley is an editor at Morning Consult. He leads coverage of campaigns, politics, and sports. Joanna Piacenza is a senior reporter with Morning Consult. They stay with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. How much do celebrity political endorsements matter these days? That's what we're talking about on the Morning Show this morning. Does the opinion of a celebrity or on political issues matter to you? Does it influence how you vote? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Cameron Easley is an editor at Morning Consult. He leads coverage of campaigns, politics, and sports. Joanna Piacenza is a senior reporter for The Morning Call. Let's start out this segment with a phone call from Kenosha, where Mary Kay is on the line. Mary Kay, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I don't follow any endorsements. Endorsements issues are not important to me. I follow my own issues.
All right. Mary Kay, thanks. Cameron, when it comes to being swayed by political endorsements, how many people out there are like Mary Kay? They really don't care.
I mean, again, it just sort of depends on the situation. You know, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, then, you know, an endorsement from the other party is going to have a negative effect. And there are very few political figures in general that can appeal to a broader audience. One of the interesting things we found in the survey from January this year was that among independent voters, it was actually your spouse was the most consequential endorsement that held more value. So, I mean, I think a lot of this has to do with how involved you are politically in the first place. I think speaking with respect to Tammy Baldwin and the Bon Iver concert, you know, it seems like the goal here for the Baldwin campaign is to reach some people that may not necessarily be involved with the political process. The youngest voters tend to turn out at the lowest rates when it comes to midterm elections, especially when it comes to in comparison with the older population. If you look back at the 2016 presidential election and the postmortem conducted by Democrats, people were rather critical of Hillary Clinton's decision not to spend much time in Madison and help energize younger voters. So it looks like in the case of this weekend's event, that's designed to correct that sort of thing.
It seems like whether that political endorsements from celebrity, whether they're coming from other public figures or celebrities, independents are the most difficult to sway, partisans more likely to be influenced. Cameron, any thoughts on why that is?
Well, I think partisans, you know, they identify with people, with a certain type of person. It kind of makes perfect sense, right? Independents are independent. They're less likely to be swayed by others.
Let's take another call here. Jimmy joins us from Valley Junction. Jimmy, go ahead.
Morning. Yeah, I think, you know, celebrities have just as much right to use their megaphone as anybody else, but I don't put much stock in them. I find the celebrities, the bigger they get, the further from reality they are, and so they probably don't have a whole lot of common with me. I'm more disturbed about the focus on the horse race all the time. I don't know if I hear another poll about who's more excited about the election, I think I'll throw up. We don't seem to get into the meat of the issues anymore. Like, for example, just an example, the $250,000 job thing that Walker promised at the end of his first term, and here we're at the end of his second, hasn't met it. You don't hear anything about that. And I'll take my comments off
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Before we comment on Jimmy's, let's take Sandra in Mount Pleasant next. Sandra, go ahead.
Good morning. The person sitting in the Oval Office is a celebrity, and the people who go to his rallies are totally enamored by him. And they don't really care about facts.
Okay. All right. Contrast Jimmy and Sandra's comments. Cameron, Trump polled pretty high among Republicans, but special elections have shown that his endorsement isn't necessarily enough.
Yeah, well, I think the story of the Trump presidency so far and what that's meant for Republicans down the ballot has been that he is incredibly popular among Republican voters. In fact, even more popular among his own base than some previous Republican presidents. But when you look at his numbers among the broader electorate, he's actually quite toxic. So while you have seen Republican lawmakers in primaries across the country spent you know, this summer talking about how they were the quote Trumpiest candidate, that really could end up coming back to bite them whenever it comes down to November 6th. One thing that we've been tracking over time here at Morning Consult is whether voters think Republicans in Washington represent whether the president represents a majority viewpoint of Republicans in Washington. And essentially we have seen as time has gone on, that number has gotten higher and higher, that voters across the country are linking the president and Republicans in Congress together. Now, when the president is popular, that's a very good thing. But when the president is unpopular, it's not. And that's a big headwind for Republicans on the ballot in the midterms next month.
Joanna, even though political endorsements aren't always effective and in some cases can harm a candidate's chances, they're always part of campaigns. What makes for an effective political endorsement?
Well, I think the first thing is those endorsements are more effective if you're a Democratic candidate. Hollywood overall is perceived as slightly more liberal than the public. We did a great poll on this where we asked people to, on a scale of 1 to 10, name the ideology of the country and name the ideology of Hollywood. And Hollywood was seen as 2 points more progressive, more liberal than the public overall. So I think the first thing is be a Democratic candidate, and that's when you can start speaking to more celebrities. I think there's some doubt from more Republican voters over why candidates need celebrity endorsements. I heard that a little bit from one of the callers who said that they don't follow endorsements at all. My guess would be maybe that they're independent or Republican. So I think the first thing is to be a Democrat, and the second thing is to just, you know your audience and be a little bit more targeted, like Cameron was saying. You know, understand that Bon Iver is going to do very well for Tammy Baldwin, you know, in the state of Wisconsin. But if she had chosen someone like, I don't know, the Koch brothers or some other candidate or some other figure that's less appealing to the audience that she's trying to reach, it's just not going to be as successful.
Let's get one more call in here. We'll go to Barb in Green Bay. Barb, good morning. Quickly, let us know what you think.
I just wanted to say that if one includes the late night talk show comedians and cable news comedians, I believe that a number of people are being influenced because that's where they get their main political news.
All right, Barb, thanks a lot for that. Joanna, what do you think? Late night talk shows influencing our youth?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm seeing people like Stephen Colbert, John Oliver have taken a very critical stance of President Trump in the last, year and a half. And, some of the criticism has drawn criticism in and of itself. Some of it's been a little bit harsh. Some of it's been quite honest. I think younger people especially are getting a lot of their news from these shows and from social media. So that's definitely a very rich place for information for younger voters.
All right. Quickly, we've got about 30 seconds left. Cameron, what are you watching for now when it comes to celebrity endorsements the rest of this campaign season?
I think I'd really just like to add one more point to what Joanna was just saying. It really depends on the type of endorsement. In terms of the late night hosts, Sean Hannity is about as influential among Republican voters as the Speaker of the House.
And we're going to have to leave it there, Cameron. I'm sorry, we're just out of time. Cameron Easley, editor at Morning Consult, and Joanna Piacenza is a senior reporter at Morning Consult. Thank you to both of you for joining us this morning.
Yep.
I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.